Studios in Kirkwood. I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number three, Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Does your tire dealer know your name? Head to your local independent tire dealer shop where you'll receive personalized service and great deals on tires. Your local independent tire dealer is a place where you'll receive dependable service performed by dependable people. All of their shops are committed to helping guide you through the tire buying maze. Right now, get up to a $70 Visa prepaid card with the purchase of 4 qualifying general tires now until April 30th. Go to itdroll.com for details.
At the Gatesworth, you set the standard for exceptional senior living. Their warm residential setting and commitment to personalized service ensure that each resident has what they need, when they need it, and the way they like it. Start with the active routine, relax, and savor each moment. Visit the Gatesworth on Facebook or schedule a personal tour on thegatesworth.com and see for yourself how the Gatesworth does senior living your way.
Three Kings Public House is a local favorite that is growing in popularity. Why? How about happy hour specials that demand attention? Like half off of all draft beers, $2 off wine by the glass, $3.99 rail cocktails, and $5.99 select appetizers. And here's the kicker. More than 30 rotating drafts per location. If you want options, Three Kings has you covered. And the food is just as enticing. Get anything from Cajun pasta to a Korean burger. Go to ThreeKingsPub.com to find the location near you.
The perfect time to lift local at Club Fitness is extended. We're breaking ground on our 24th location. Celebrate by joining for just 24 cents through March 31st.
I joined because Club Fitness cares about a healthier me and a happier community. With over 700 free weekly classes, they really are the right fit for everybody.
And every budget. So join the movement.
And lift local, St. Louis.
Club Fitness. 24 locations, 24 cents. Join by March 31st. See Club for details.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Mmm, smells good.
Thanks. I picked up a Tuscan herb marinated tenderloin from Hatfield at Schnucks on my way home.
Huh, Hatfield?
They're new in town and are all about raising pork right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They put a pledge to it right on the packages of all the varieties of marinated pork tenderloins, loin fillets, and ribs they offer.
Oh, that's great. But there's a problem.
What?
It's not on the table yet.
Oh. Find better pork for your family at your local Schnucks.
Joke warning, joke warning.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left
on the
FM. We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
Palm Pilot.
Oh, I know. I was reaching today.
Forgot the Harry.
Why didn't you include Dan's great line, the Harry Palm Pilot?
Because when I tried getting it, I couldn't find it, and I didn't have time to go through. Sorry, Dan.
Abuse Boy would have found it.
Wow.
Well, the good old days. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the March 25th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price. They will be moving this summer to a brand new showroom. Business is good. That's what happens when you do things right. Thompson Price, kitchens and baths. We're going to talk about this move and how you can save a whole lot of money. But first, let's do this.
Hey!
Yeah, you guys nailed that. Mm-hmm.
Is the music
low? Sure did. It seems low to me, yeah, but, you know, this is the same guy that couldn't pull Harry Palm Pilot, so what do you expect?
Okay.
Let's see who's messing up the control board today and running levels too low. Oh, yeah, it's this guy. He look, you got to give him a little slack because He left the country for 19. Well, hold on.
Oh, I skipped it.
You're messing everything.
I'm so sorry.
You're messing everything.
Oh, you now he's sabotaging.
It went really fast. Yeah.
Saboteur.
What's Cam Jansen
on? Hang on a second. Stop the music. Stop the music. Are you okay?
I'm fine. My finger just slipped.
Sure?
Yeah. That was like premature music.
That's three mistakes in 30 seconds.
I mean, musicalation. Like boom, boom,
boom, musicalation?
Yeah.
Musicalation.
Yeah.
I was going to go audiolation.
Right. Go ahead. Start the music again. You got to give him some slack because for 19 years he lived over in Great Britain and things are just different over there. They don't have the same sense of humor or timing that we do, but he's back here now. Oh, for 10 of those years he was in Birmingham, England. That's right. He is Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Trevor.
Hello, Dan.
Did you hear his tone? See, he's mad now because we said he made mistakes. Yeah. Oh, hello, everybody.
He's up.
He's mad.
He's pregnant. Yeah. He's pregnant. Get lay him
down.
Yeah.
Ankles are swollen.
That happens to you.
Want some chocolate lining?
Our next participant has a sinus infection today.
No, I don't.
He's not talking about you.
Oh,
I'm not interviewing you.
Bill, you're interrupting people.
Changing the order. Okay. Stop the music. Stop the music.
I'm always second.
Have you ever heard this expression, variety is the spice of life?
Nope.
You may always be second. That's the reason to change it, because you're always second. Oh. When anything is done always the same way, it gets old. So it's my job.
We never do anything like that on this show. Always the same.
That's what makes it that much more special. Hmm. Today it's a special day. Mm-hmm. You get introduced third. Okay? Edit this out. I don't like this bickering. I don't want people to hear this.
Edit.
His next participant has a sinus infection. He is also heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi, and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefeland. If you are concerned about the current market fluctuation, all you have to do is call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650. They'll review your investment strategy. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, Dan.
Hi, Trevor.
Well, to our delight, he woke up this morning and did not go northbound, southbound, westbound, or even... Bill Clavlin, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
You'll be hearing from Bill in just mere moments as he takes us somewhere else interesting. Our next participant does not have a sinus infection today, but he could have had and may have had at one point, because when you work overnight in a restaurant, you come in contact with all kinds of other people in the kitchen, other cooks. There's some drifters, part-time carnival workers. Who knows who's in that kitchen washing dishes and cooking with you? But he lived through it to see another day. And after being a night cook at Denny's, he was a door-to-door knife salesman. But he lost that job when he got mad at a customer who wouldn't buy, and he stabbed that customer to death with one of his knives and got away with it. Mm-hmm. He was also a Busch Stadium beer vendor. He was a roller skating rink disc jockey. But what does he do now? That's all that really matters. Well, here's some of what he does. He's head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. That would be this show. He is also in charge of resetting our digital clock. A digital clock is a very, very important piece of equipment in broadcasting. He is our newsman. He is our news director. He is an author. And, oh, wait, one other thing. Yes, that's it. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. Temperatures in the mid-60s the rest of the week. Your AC is going to need a tune-up, and who better to do that than Matheny Heating and Cooling. Matheny specializes in high-efficiency heating and cooling systems. When it's time for new equipment, they stand behind American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning brand and are an American Standard customer care dealer.
Let me prove that what you're saying is true about standing behind it. Hang on, I have my wife on the phone. Is Tom Matheny still standing behind that equipment we bought? He is? Yes. Mm-hmm. I just checked. He's at the house, and he's standing behind the American Standard system that we bought brand new.
Tell him to go home.
That's funny, okay? That is funny.
I don't care. As Larry the Cable Guy would say, I don't care who you are. That's funny.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tim.
And reasons for that is why Dean Heating and Cooling has A-plus ratings and reviews on Angie's List, Yelp, Google+. Check them out online at MatheniHeatCool.com, or better yet, just give them a call, 314-727-9000.
Exactly right. Listen to what Tim just said, everybody. If you're AM and the PM, the warm weather is coming. Hallelujah. Thank goodness. Don't be miserable. Enjoy the warm weather. And the best way to enjoy it is you're out really hot and sweaty. Come into a nice, cool home serviced by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Jim.
And Rat Boy is mad, I guess, because he sent me a note, an email, and he's thinking about leaving the show.
What?
He says, I just think it's not fair that all I ever get to say is one word. What's that word? I
can't. Jeez.
Yeah, he thinks he should say more than that. We'll think about it. We'll get back to you, Rat Boy. I'll tell you somebody who's not unhappy with his role, because no one else seems to have a place anymore for great polka music. They laugh at polka music. Well, we're not laughing, and our audience isn't laughing, because without the music you're hearing right now, what would this segment even be? We appreciate you so much, Bruce. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Keep polka alive. Keep polka alive. Keep polka alive.
Bruce and Molly B. are the only people keeping polka alive.
Oh, and I believe that.
She's hot, buddy.
She is.
She is. She is cute. Wouldn't that be something, Bill, if you married Molly B?
No, she's married already, so that would be something.
Well, you could still marry.
Go to Utah.
You could get him bumped off. You could make her fall in love with you, and she'd dump him.
Variety is the spice of life, Bill. Anybody ever tell you that?
That's true. I just heard that somewhere.
Yeah, I heard it here. So here's the deal, folks. We're brought to you by Thompson Price. Thompson Price Kitchens and Baths, they are partnering now with designers and contractors and you, the consumer. And that's what their new showroom is going to be all about. It's going to be something very special. And you watch, there'll be other kitchen and bath people go, okay, we got to do that. Well, good luck. Good luck doing it as well as they're already doing it and as they're going to do it in their new showroom. They're going to have more samples of cabinet doors, more color combinations, more door styles that you can see. You'll get a better idea of what's possible in this new showroom. And while there will be complete kitchen displays and bath displays, the concept is to help you, the customer, and with your help and contractors and interior designers, you can navigate through selections that will ultimately make this whole process even better. And I don't know how it could be much better, because Thompson Price already, when they do your kitchen or bath, you're just gonna for years still be amazed at what a great job they did, and that you got every dollar's worth. They're going to have countertop samples and tile backsplash samples and flooring and lighting and appliances and wet water fixtures all under one roof. This allows selections to be made in one place. They've been doing this for their own customers for years, but now they are making this showroom something that's not just for consumers, but for contractors and interior designers and decorators. And here's the other thing. Their current showroom in De Pere is selling display items like wet water fixtures, appliances, countertops, cabinets. Go there now and save a fortune on what they don't particularly want to move out to the new showroom this summer. It's in De Pere, less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. Can't miss it. On the left as you're headed east, right there, Thompson Price. Go in there and take a look at what they have that you might be able to save a lot of money on if it's something that's right for you. 314-966-8234 or ThompsonPrice.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto,
yep.
Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita,
yes, Dolphin, he has.
Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Madden.
But today's in Kirkwood, Missouri, the studios of KFNS 590 The Fan, and brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. offshoot charitable arm is Window World Cares, raising lots of money for St. Jude Children's Hospital. Again, windowworldstlouis.com. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen, for Bill Cleveland. How you doing today, Bill?
Except for my sinus infection, I'm doing pretty good.
No, that's Dan.
Well, you don't have that. Sorry, I got confused. I'm well, thank you. Thank you very much. Happy to be here, of course.
See, Tim's chuckling, and I know why. That was actually two for you today. That's twice. You've been kind of actually funny.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
All that time that you did jokes and stuff that weren't funny, and now you're funny. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
I'm not under the gun, you know, to produce.
Yeah. Makes a difference.
Throw those out there. This is actually at the request, sort of Tim Woodburn, because he mentioned last week that I don't mention Colorado enough.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the case. And so I do want to talk a little bit about Colorado, Fort Collins specifically.
Been there.
Excuse me. Yes, it is a wonderful town. If you've never been, it is maybe about an hour away from the Rocky Mountain National Park. Maybe not quite an hour. It's about an hour or so away from Cheyenne, Wyoming as well, so to kind of give you some reference there. So the first thing that I think you notice about Fort Collins when you get there, and I don't know if this was the case when you were there, Frank, maybe this has changed a bit, I don't know when you were there recently, if you were there recently.
Long time ago.
There are bicycles everywhere. And to the point where you actually, if you're not paying, you need to be paying attention. If you're not paying attention, you're going to hit somebody on a bicycle because they have taken over the town. These are folks who really sort of walk that walk of, hey, we want to be environmentally friendly and all this and that. And so they
healthy.
Ride. Yes, very healthy. And so, but they ride bikes everywhere. And I mean, they have them on the lanes, like, you know, right through downtown. They have specific lanes for bikes, and it's pretty interesting. But you have to be very careful if you're driving through downtown Fort Collins, because seriously, they are.
Who's Collins? Who's it named for? Who was Collins?
Of course, you would ask me that. I don't know who that.
I think that's a natural question.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Joan.
Oh, maybe.
I bet it is Joan Collins.
Phil Collins, I think.
Or
Phil Collins.
It was named after Tom Collins, the drink guy.
It'd
be him.
Both wrong. They're named after Colonel Collins in charge of the region.
Thank you, Mr. Know-it-all.
You Colonel Collins.
That will never get old. That will never get old. Okay, it's already old, but we're going to do it anyway. Colonel Collins.
Yes.
Is there a Fort Angus after Colonel Angus?
I know.
A few people got that.
I got it.
Go ahead.
Sorry. It's hard for me to do this segment anymore because I'm waiting for the bill to jump out. Like, I just am, like, I'm on edge, like, waiting for
why?
The... Why? Because I just...
You're on edge.
There's no need to be on edge,
not
buddy.
Not edge, I just, you know...
Would you like to do the segment and have us not contribute and just sit here? No, of course not. We enhance it.
Why are you nodding, Bill?
Yeah, it's radio, Bill.
Yeah, nobody
radio.
Can see me. So Fort Collins, maybe you know this, has a tie to Disneyland. And so one of the early art directors for Disney, his name was Harper Goff, and he lived in Fort Collins. Disney actually never visited Fort Collins, as far as I know. But so a lot of the things in Disneyland are tied back to Fort Collins. So, for example, the City Hall that you see at Disneyland, it is a 3/4 scale replica of
Bill.
There it is. I knew it.
It's like when that Jack in the Box jumps out of the box.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It is a 3/4 scale.
You know, through your whole segment, we should play underneath. Just keep playing it over and over, and at some point, boom! Yeah.
Have to draw a line somewhere.
Okay, we won't do that.
So, as I was saying, the City Hall, as you'll see in Disneyland, it is a replica from Fort Collins. So it looks just like their courthouse. Same with, like, even the fire station. It is, if you're standing in downtown Fort Collins, old town, I guess, Fort Collins, and you're looking at the fire station and go, boy, that looks familiar. Well, you've seen it before because it is at Disneyland. So that was kind of an interesting thing. They're very pet friendly. So if you are a lover of animals, you like to travel with your dog. I guess you could travel with your cat. I don't know. Maybe people do that. A lot of the hotels that are there in Fort Collins, in downtown Fort Collins, they are.
It's a great
totally
point. When people talk about the difference between dogs and cats, there's a big difference right there. You don't see people travel with their cats.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, do people? I don't.
You ever see people at the rest areas get out and let their cats out to go? You know, of course.
Yeah.
It's dogs.
Do people? I mean, do people walk their cat?
Like, you can, have, but cats don't usually on them, or? Generally like to be on a leash, but there are some cats that...
That's a serious question. I don't know.
No, there are some cats that you can put on a leash and walk, and they will walk, but most of the time they don't like it.
I've never seen that.
Most cats.
Hmm. Yeah. How many times have you said this? Oh, I got this morning, I had to go out and walk the cat. No.
Yeah.
There's some cats that'll eat you. You ever see Big Cat Country over there at the zoo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't walk those.
Yeah, they will.
That was so weak.
I know. That's two for Tim and three for Frank and two for Dan.
That's right? A term we have in the morning at my house. Let's go walk the cat.
That's three for Dan and three for Frank. What?
Well, that's not even.
You know what, though? Give him a break. He's got sinus.
Yeah, I have a sinus infection.
It affects your brain. It's close to the brain. Sinus is right near the brain. If you get an infection, it could seep into the brain. So you actually could have a brain infection.
I think it has.
You have to have a brain to have something seep into it.
Oh, I wouldn't have said that. I would never say that. We're all friends here. We're supposed to be friends.
Rough crowd.
Has anyone heard of New Belgium Brewing? That is important.
I have not.
Really? Okay. That's a pretty popular.
I like their waffles, though.
That's Jesus. Four for Dan.
Hold on, Dan. It's not the waffle. He said New Belgium. The waffle is a Belgian waffle. It's an N, not an M. So,
idiot.
Go ahead, Bill.
Man.
It's
a very popular, at least not in this group, I guess, brewing company, and it's pretty interesting. You can tour the plant, tour the facility, and it's 100% employee owned, which I think is very cool. There are a lot of those now. You know, everybody's got a brewery. Every town has a brewery, but this one I thought was very neat to tour. And one thing I think is cool is they give away these fat tire bikes to their employees. And so, depending on how many years you have been in service, so I think they give you one when you start. I think you have to, you know, be working there 6 months or something, then you get your bike. But then if you've been there for 5 years, they give you another one that's a more expensive one. So you can kind of tell, like when you walk onto the property, all of these people have bikes. And so you can kind of tell who's been there the longest based on the most expensive looking bikes. I thought that was kind of a cool thing.
It's an odd thing to give somebody that works at a place.
By the way, there are Belgium and Belgian waffles. There are both kinds.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Irish Belgian waffles, fruity Belgian waffles, buttermilk Belgian waffles.
Wow.
Irish Belgian waffles.
Thank you, Mr. Noah.
Thank you, Mr. Noah.
Oh, man.
I appreciate that.
The amount of stuff people must learn during this segment, I mean, truly.
Can't even count.
Right? I mean, let's just be honest. Yeah. A couple other things. I love, if you are going to Fort Collins, there's a place. Now,
you must have a college degree. No, I just listened to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. That's how come I know so much stuff. I didn't have to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's a conversation two people have probably had. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, you and Bill.
Yeah. There's a place. It's in a strip mall. So it's not like a tourist attraction place, however. Oh,
and there's always a highway in life.
I've done that in a while. It's called Totally 80s Pizza and Museum. And I have never been to an 80s museum before. And this guy has got this amazing collection of 1980s stuff. So he's bought a bunch of movie props and things. So he has the bike from Pee-wee's Big Adventure in the restaurant. And he's
got nice
bike. Yeah, tons of, you know, 1980s cereal boxes that he saved and arcade games and everything. And then it's a pizza joint. So the pizza was actually really, really good, but it's not like a downtown touristy attraction. It's just there. But make sure you check that out, especially if you were a kid of the 80s. Where you had kids in the 80s, I think you'll really get a kick out of that. The last thing that I'll mention, and I love kind of road quirky things, and so if you are there and you go to Colorado State University, they have a replica of the Andy Warhol Campbell's soup cans. Remember, he had made a big deal about painting the...
I never understood why that was such a big deal.
I don't know either.
Can of soup.
But they have, for whatever reason, when he came to town in 1981, they made this gigantic Campbell's soup can, and it is still there on the campus. They've, you know, kept it up and repainted it or whatever, but that's kind of a fun little, I know you wouldn't enjoy it, but I enjoy it. I like finding those kind of weird little quirky things, and so make sure you have your picture taken next to the gigantic
I think sometimes
Campbell's
there are people
can.
That their work is valuable just because somebody said it's valuable. You know, somebody started, like, hey, let's start this thing where Andy Warhol's stuff is really special, and then we'll make a lot of money. Because I've seen his stuff. It's not that big a deal. It's like a lot of that artwork. You go, really? It's like a fifth grader did it. But somebody decided, oh, they're geniuses, and it brings a lot of money. Did you ever see anything Andy Warhol did that was that spectacular?
Hmm.
No.
Yeah,
you know who was a great artist? Norman
good.
Rockwell. There's a great artist. His paintings look like photographs.
Well, his, they
look
were
like
photographs.
A real
they were painted from photographs, weren't they?
No, not all of them. But it looked like a photo. It was so realistic. Norman Rockwell's stuff looks like, oh my goodness, that looks like it's, you knew what it was when you looked. You didn't have to go, I think what he's trying to say. No, he didn't try to say anything. It was a kid in a barber chair.
I thought that was his shtick where he painted off of photographs.
Maybe, I don't know. It still looked real.
Mm, okay.
Still a great talent.
All right, man, I'm exhausted. That was a lot of work. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Bill brought to you by Window World. Number one selling replacement window in the entire United States of America. For a lot of good reasons. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. I'm not a grill person, barbecue person. I know that's like a man thing. A lot of guys I'm handle the grilling. I'm not good at it. Late yesterday, some people came over just for snacks and stuff. A couple. We never have people. It was a rare thing where a couple came over. And I don't know why, but I thought, I went to the store and I got a Vidalia onion. And I scored it, and then I put it in foil with butter and garlic salt, and I put it on the grill for like 20 minutes, because I had done this years ago. Let me tell you something. Unless you hate onions, whoo, is that good? When you open it up after about 20 minutes on the grill, it is so tender. That onion is fantastic. That's it. That's the only tip I'll ever have involving a grill, because when I grill something, it gets burned or it's not done. Nothing else. It's like charred because I forgot to turn it. Or I didn't know what temperature. I don't know how to do that stuff. But I found out I can grill an onion in foil. So there you go. Now, anybody tell me, because Bill, you're talking about Colorado. How long is ski season? How late in the year do they go to Colorado to ski? They're still skiing now.
Well, there's a lot of people who went for spring break, which I don't understand that. Went
so
out
it
there
goes
to
what,
go in the cold and ski.
May or June or something?
I can, sure.
I'm just curious, because I have a friend right now who's he's skiing. And there are people that they live, like every year they live for that. Oh, we're going to go skiing.
Oh, I know people that go every year.
Yeah, I did it once. I don't ever, well, I can't now. I'm too old. But after I did it, I thought I'd never want to do this again. It was horrible.
Of the top
20, here we are.
Of the top 20 ski resorts in Colorado in terms of popularity, all but three close at some point in early to mid-April. And a couple of them, three of them sneak into May, but most of them are early to mid-April.
Okay. Limey, you know what to do.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
I shouldn't have had to coach you for that. No excuses. You sleep at the wheel. No excuses.
No, this is a little bit odd, but a texter has just texted over a bunch of text messages that just say penis. And there's one where he's written, or she has written, penis about 50 times, and just kind of odd.
Well, someone called and said, I think you should make Monday penis day.
Penis day?
Yeah, because I guess we were talking about, something like that earlier, when we were talking about vasectomies
and stuff. No, we're talking about vasectomies. Yeah. That's not talking about penises. No. That's not the penis. That's the scrotum and the
no
other stuff.
No idea.
Yeah.
Scrotum day, then.
Yeah. They got us confused with another show, probably.
Yeah.
You know who they got us confused with? Charlie Brennan.
Oh, yeah.
Total information.
Oh, man.
Total information scrotum.
By the way, By the way, he's a nice guy. Yes. Okay, I met him. He's a nice guy. So here's where we stand with this trivia night, May 18th. One bid to be a couple sitting at our table, $2,000. The other bid, $3,000 for the other couple. Brian, listener, has offered $4,000 to come sit in with us one afternoon. Okay, we'll take that deal. And then I've made available also, if anybody's interested, dinner with me and my wife at Annie Gunn's. It will be a fantastic dinner. I'm not kidding. Pull out all the stops, anything on the menu. That's going to cost you, though. It all goes to St. Jude. Need at least a couple of grand for that. I can't be the only one that over the weekend got so tired of the only thing that was on the news. The Mueller report's out. The Mueller report's
what?
Out. And that's all they had to say was the Mueller report. And they kept saying, we don't know what's in it yet, but, and then all this speculation. Holy mackerel. I just thought, shut up until you know what's in it and you can tell us what's in it. But that's literally all they did was say, it's out. We don't know what's in it, but it's out. Over and over and over. I watched part of a movie, not the whole movie, Summer of 42. Jennifer O'Neill. Remember this movie? Coming of age, guy gets laid by some gal whose husband's overseas or something.
Oh, was this where he buys the condom in,
yes.
His first condom in that was
yes.
Hysterical.
Yes, and here's the thing. There's a scene in there where they're using a piece of carbon paper. And my wife said, carbon paper? There's something that if you said that to a 30-year-old, they'd go, what's carbon paper? But do you remember when we used carbon paper in school like all the time? And it was get your fingers purple. But carbon paper was as common as writing paper.
Was that what they used in the Ditto machine before the copy machine?
No. No, no. Carbon paper you put in a typewriter, and you put two pieces, you put it between two pieces of typing paper. You type on one, it goes through the carbon and makes a copy as you do it. And it was, oh my goodness, that takes you way, way back. This joke, I want to tell it right, so I want to give it plenty of time. I will quickly recommend a movie that I also watched over the weekend that didn't mean to, and I've seen it now like 5 times. It is one of the greatest, again, coming-of-age movies about growing up. It's called The Man in the Moon, and it stars about a 12-year-old Reese Witherspoon. What a fantastic movie this is. Sam Waterston plays her dad.
Now, you said Reese Witherspoon, but you mentioned her as a child, so I'm a little bit caught
12.
Here. So do I give her the boing because she's hot now?
Or yes, she's hot now, yes.
Right,
it won't be considered sick.
Right.
No, it's not a dilemma. That's for today. We made it clear that's today's Reese Witherspoon. She's about 12. I've seen this thing about 4 times. It is an absolutely wonderful movie, and it's very sad at the end, but worth watching. The Man in the Moon, not to be confused with Jim Carrey, Man on the Moon, the Andy Kaufman thing. This is The Man in the Moon, Reese Witherspoon. And it's an old movie, but it's terrific. And I guess I have just enough time to say that remember Mike Evans went to see Us and he said, it's the most frightening movie I've ever seen. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
My son went to see it. Okay, and he calls me. And he took his girlfriend, and he goes, that's the stupidest movie I've ever seen in my life. And not only was it not a great horror movie, after the movie, most guys go to the men's room. So he goes to the men's room, and everybody in there is talking about how stupid this movie was. And Mike said, remember, the most frightening horror movie ever. Be prepared. He must have been on a lot of wine or something when he saw it, because my son says, nah, not the case. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Some people consider this joke to be one of the 10 most disgusting jokes ever. Now, as soon as I said that, you all turned up your radio. You know you did. You know you did, be honest. There's a new preacher in town, the young Reverend Crenshaw. And in a small town, when the preacher comes to town, he makes a point of going around meeting all of the members of the congregation. And today, he's going to go by and meet the lady in church. She's 90 years old, and everybody just calls her Miss Gladys. So Reverend Crenshaw goes to visit her, and she comes to the back door because there's a bunch of stuff in the front yard. He has to go around. Bend the sign says, go around back. He goes around back. Typical old little small rural townhouse. And she goes, who is it? And he says, Miss Gladys, we haven't met yet. I'm the Reverend Crenshaw. I'm the new minister. And she says, oh, my Lord. And she greets him and welcomes him. Come in. Come into the parlor. Yeah, nobody says parlor except a really old person. So he sits down. She says, so you're the new minister. He goes, yes, ma'am, I am. I'm looking forward to seeing you in church on Sunday. She says, oh, I'll be there. I never miss church. And the phone rings. She says, Reverend, please excuse me, but I think that's the call I've been waiting for from my grandson. He's serving in Afghanistan. Please excuse me. He says, oh, Miss Gladys, I understand. Go. So she goes and takes the call in the kitchen. And he can hear her in there. Oh, that's so good to hear. I hope you're being careful. Watch out for those IUDs or whatever they call them. And he's talking and talking. So he's just sitting there waiting. He's looking around at this old lady. It's a typical old lady living room. And in a crystal dish, there are peanuts, plain peanuts, just plain, no salt, just plain peanuts in a crystal. So he just reaches over and has one or two and three and five. And she's still talking in the next room on the phone. He has another one. And the next thing you know, he has eaten this entire little crystal dish of peanuts. And finally, she wraps up the conversation. She comes out and she says, oh, Reverend, what was it again, Crenshaw? He says, yes, Miss Gladys, Reverend Crenshaw. She says, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry I took so long on the phone, but that's my grandson, and I don't get to speak to him. He said, Miss Gladys, you don't have to apologize. He said, if anybody should apologize, it's me. She said, well, for what? He said, because while you were on the phone, I ate every one of those plain peanuts that was in this crystal dish. And I will buy you more and replace them, I promise. She says, oh. She says, no, you don't have. Don't even bother to do that. She says, because, you know, ever since I got this gum disease and this blood and pus comes out of my gums, all I can do is lick the chocolate off of them.
Let's check traffic now with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Pepto-Bismol. Westbound 70 west of 270, a crash backing up traffic at Bermuda. Accident southbound 270 before 44 was blocking the left lane. That's jamming traffic at Olive. The Ladue ramp to northbound 270, an accident slowing drivers on northbound 270. And your stop and go southbound 141 between Carmen and 44. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
At the Gatesworth, you set the standard for exceptional senior living. Their warm residential setting and commitment to personalized service ensure that each resident has what they need, when they need it, and the way they like it. Start with the active routine, relax, and savor each moment. Visit the Gatesworth on Facebook or schedule a personal tour on thegatesworth.com and see for yourself how the Gatesworth does senior living your way.
Three Kings Public House is a local favorite that is growing in popularity. Why? How about happy hour specials that demand attention? Like half off of all draft beers, $2 off wine by the glass, $3.99 rail cocktails, and $5.99 select appetizers. And here's the kicker. More than 30 rotating drafts per location. If you want options, Three Kings has you covered. And the food is just as enticing. Get anything from Cajun pasta to a Korean burger. Go to ThreeKingsPub.com to find a location near you.
The perfect time to lift local at Club Fitness is extended. We're breaking ground on our 24th location. Celebrate by joining for just 24 cents through March 31st.
I joined because Club Fitness cares about a healthier me and a happier community. With over 700 free weekly classes, they really are the right fit for every body
and every budget. So join the movement
and lift local, St. Louis.
Club Fitness, 24 locations, 24 cents. Join by March 31st. See Club for details.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu. Mmm, smells good.
Thanks. I picked up a Tuscan herb marinated tenderloin from Hatfield at Schnucks on my way home.
Huh, Hatfield?
They're new in town and are all about raising pork right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They put a pledge to it right on the packages of all the varieties of marinated pork tenderloins, loin fillets, and ribs they offer.
Oh, that's great. But there's a problem.
What?
It's not on the table yet.
Oh. Find better pork for your family at your local Schnucks.
Can't get mad today. Say he doesn't have enough time. I deliberately got that joke out of the way to give this man all the time he deserves. His name is Mike Evans. He's in Dallas, Texas. That still seems weird to say after all the years we said out in California. But he is. He's in Dallas. You say, well, he must have lost all his sources. No, he didn't. He still has the scoopage for us, and he's still brought to us by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're right next door to each other. They're in Chesterfield Valley. They're closed only on Monday, like today. And gift cards are always a good idea. There's not a day that's not a good day to give somebody a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. They sell thousands every year. And they're east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Would you please welcome Mike Evans? How you doing?
Yes, sir. Doing good, honey.
You have the full length of the whole runway, so take it away.
So this week's pop quiz theme, we change it every week, American cities. Who rank either really good or really bad in different categories. Today, the top four best beaches, according to the National Tourism of America. Now, here are the four best, but you tell me what is the best beach, according to them. Clearwater, Florida. Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Bay Beach, Kauna'oi, Hawaii. Or Coronado Beach, California. There's a red hot scoopage for you here, homie. Anthony Policano, who turned 75 years old yesterday, got out of the Terminal Island Federal Penitentiary after 15 years for wire fraud, wiretapping, racketeering, and others. You know, years before going to prison, Anthony was Hollywood's hottest private detective. And he used to wiretap everybody in Hollywood, some of the biggest stars. And while in prison, Anthony has been writing what he calls the most explosive Hollywood tell-all book of all time.
Ooh.
Says he has shocking
So people who are private investigators, if they're not careful, they can go to prison.
You bet. That he has shocking, never-before-heard trash on Michael Jackson, Mick Jagger, Sylvester Stallone, Courtney Love, Hugh Grant, Chris Rock, Tom Cruise, Bill Clinton, the Democrat National Committee, just to name a few.
This guy is going to sell millions of books. I'm not kidding, because you know it's true. He don't want to go back to prison for libel, so this should be really some hot stuff.
Oh, I think it's going to be big. It's going to be huge.
Wow. When's this coming out?
Anthony Policano. He just got out of prison yesterday.
Ooh, okay.
Since we last spoke, Disney sent out thousands of layoff notices to Fox studio employees. Disney just bought Fox from Rupert Murdoch. Happiest place on earth? My ass. Let's be honest. Disney is the real evil empire of show business. They love to fire people. They love to cut wages. They love to raise prices at their parks and infringe on free speech. And while you may not like Rupert Murdoch's politics, at least everybody that worked at Fox and Fox Searchlight and the affiliates really liked working for Rupert. He was a very fair guy. Got to talk a little bit. How about that Barbara Streisand's quote over the weekend?
Yeah, what did
let me give you the exact quote. She said, quote, "Hey, Michael Jackson had sexual needs like everybody else. And the kids he molested didn't die or anything. They were thrilled to be there, end quote.
Wow. She's an idiot. Wow. She's an idiot.
Wow.
I've never liked her.
She started, once all the flack started, and the you-know-what started hitting the wall, she started backing away from it. But I think it gives credit that old Babs hasn't been tracking for the last couple of years.
No.
Unbelievable.
You know, when somebody like that tries to backpedal it, it doesn't, it's not effective. You said it, you meant it, and the only reason you're taking it back is because now you realize how stupid you are.
Yep, exactly. Regarding California Angel Mike Trout getting that ridiculous, absurd $430 million on a 12-year contract. I took a pencil and paper to that. He will make, or he will get, $98,000 a day, every day, for the next 12 years.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. I mean, that's just amazing.
You know, he actually gets it, Mike, he actually gets that money in an 8-month span. He only gets paid during the season. So he actually gets more than that per day, if you look at it that way.
Absolutely. How much time I got?
You have 2 minutes and some change.
The Pet Sematary movie hasn't come out yet, but I'm hearing really great things about it, and I'm going to get a sneak peek soon. But speaking of Pet Sematary, I want to share another Mike Evans weird story. When I was in my early 20s, I would promise first dates that I wanted to make a real impression on. Great dinner at Tony's on the pier in Redondo Beach, but to really make an impression on them, on some of my first dates, I would take them, just as the sun was starting to set, before we went to dinner, to the Pet Sematary of the Stars, located in Gardena. Dogs, cats, rabbits, fish, even horses, buried with huge headstones by the owners, Hollywood stars, including Jerry Lewis, Marlon Brando, John Wayne, Elvis Presley, Kirk Douglas, and Frank Sinatra. Oh. I got to believe that those girls still to this day remember that first date.
You know, I asked Kirk Douglas one time what he thought about people who didn't honor their dead pets properly.
Well, you should have recorded that.
I did record it, and here's what he said. Right after I had said, Mr. Douglas, how do you feel about people who don't properly respect and honor their dead? Here's what he said. I can't stand it. It makes me sick.
Informative.
One minute.
Did you like that Pet Sematary story of the Stars?
I think we all did, Mike. I think it speaks for all of us. Yes, yep.
I mean, I used to take girls to the Pet Sematary of the Stars. We'd walk around looking at the different grave sites of these aminals.
45 seconds, Mr. Evans.
And finally. What's the best beach? Clearwater, Cape Hatteras, Bay Beach, Hawaii, or Coronado?
I'll pick Hawaii.
Clearwater.
Hatteras.
I'll say Clearwater.
Okay, well, in my opinion, and I've been to all of them, Clearwater should be number one, Hermosa Beach number two, Bay Hawaii number three, and Waimanalo number one. However, they say Coronado, California number four, Clearwater, Florida number three, Bay Hawaii, Kaunaoi, Hawaii number two, Cape Hatteras, North Carolina number one.
5 seconds off.
Where's my bell?
I've got 4 seconds.
You got it.
No seconds. Bye. Ding, ding. There he goes. He's out of here. All right, listen, thank you for being with us. I think it's the best show we've ever done in our entire lives. Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out.
Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Tim McKernan. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. NBC News says Michael Avenatti's alleged unnamed co-conspirator in his extortion case is now ex-CNN analyst and celebrity lawyer Mark Garagos. CNN has confirmed Garagos is no longer with the network. Garagos represented Michael Jackson and is currently representing actor Jussie Smollett, who's being prosecuted by Chicago authorities for lying to police about an alleged racial attack. President Trump is glad the Russia investigation is over. Speaking at the White House today, Trump said it lasted too long and it was fueled by a lot of bad people. Attorney General William Barr reportedly knew that Special Counsel Robert Mueller would not pursue obstruction of justice against President Trump 3 weeks ago.
Sources say Mueller made the announcement during a Justice Department meeting with Barr and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Democrats accused Barr of jumping to conclusions, claiming he decided in only 48 hours not to pursue a broader investigation of obstruction. Mueller's report found no evidence of collusion or conspiracy between Trump's 2016 presidential